In early November, Alaska's Office of Information Technology identified suspicious activity on Division of Retirement and Benefits servers. The state shut down servers to avoid a data breach. Forrest Wolf is the legislative liaison for the Alaska Department of Administration. He says the shutdown damaged servers and that damage prompted the division to move all programs and applications to more secure remote servers.
Instead of going through the whole process of trying to rebuild a whole bunch of new servers and stuff, they just decided, hey, we'll go ahead and move it all over to the cloud like they had planned to do already.
One program, which is used by 137 agencies around the state to process retirement contributions, stopped working after the transition.
And then it was discovered that there were some issues with the format that it was in prior that needed to be upgraded.
That means that employers around the state, including the Sitka School District and City and Borough of Sitka, have not been able to use that program to send employee retirement contributions to the state since early November. Mike Vieira is a career and technical education instructor at Sitka High School. He says $2,300 in contributions have been deducted from his paycheck since November, but that money has not been deposited into his account.
And the big concern about this is that for now, going on 3 months, we've lost our time in the market on these contributions.
By the end of January, when the state estimates that systems will be running again, he says that number will be close to $3,500. That's money that would have been growing over the past 3 months. For Vieira, who is 12 years from retirement, losing 3 months of growth now would mean a long-term impact to his retirement savings. Vieira says teachers and public sector employees already face an uphill battle without defined benefits in retirement.
You pile this on top of it, where you're a whole quarter out of the market with your contributions, it just doesn't give you much confidence in the state that they're going to really allow you to retire with security and dignity and be able to live, you know, for the rest of your life.
It's unclear whether employees will have a remedy. Vieira points to a 2023 Alaska statute stating that employees are entitled to lost interest if contributions are not deposited within 15 days. Wolf says the state is awaiting guidance from the Department of Law and tax consultants on whether that statute will apply to the state. Wolf says the state has provided employers with a temporary workaround process, which requires both employers and the state to manually enter contributions. As of January 17, just over half of those employers were using that process, according to state data. Melissa Weilman is the Public and Government Relations Director for the City and Borough of Sitka. She says the city is not currently using the state's temporary process and is holding employee contributions until the server is functioning again.
Our representative advised against using the manual system, stating that the city is just too complex. However, based on our understanding, other communities are using the manual entry system, but it sounds like we're just too complicated for that.
The Sitka School District is also not using the workaround. Vieira says the district has struggled to get help from the state to implement the manual system. The state expects the tool to be fully operational by the end of January, Wolf says. At that point, employers who have not been using the manual process will have to enter backlogged contributions. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.